And back to Andrea Seabrook, who is inside the Capitol building. Andrea, progress of that honor guard carrying the casket up the steps?
You know, the casket, it should be said to listeners, it weighs more than 400 pounds, and that is empty. It's a rich mahogany casket. And so these soldiers and airmen and Coast Guardsmen who are right now lifting it up the steps practiced this yesterday afternoon with an empty casket. It's now getting just to the top of the steps, the outside steps of the Capitol, going past Mrs. Nancy Reagan just now. And inside the Capitol, when we see it disappear, they will go up another set of steps. Another honor guard will pick it up from there.
This has been a relay, actually. Different crews of honor guards sharing the burden, I guess eight at a time, carrying that casket from the caisson that took it down Constitution Avenue, up the steps into the Capitol, and now, as you say, this last leg to the Capitol Rotunda.
And they represent, there are soldiers and there are airmen and mariners and also Coast Guardsmen and all carrying this casket up the steps into the Capitol. When it's placed on the catafalque, his feet will be facing towards the west, his head oriented towards the east. And the ceremony will begin with an invocation from the House chaplain, followed by remarks from the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dennis Hastert, and the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, as well as the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Ted Stevens. Each of those will place a wreath on the coffin before a benediction from the Senate chaplain. It's a fairly short ceremony planned.
We should explain that the role here of the Speaker of the House, the presiding officer of the House of Representatives, is obvious, and Vice President Cheney is standing in for President Bush. He is, of course, the presiding officer of the Senate, but the man speaking for the Senate, the role of President pro tempore of the Senate, is the senior member of the majority party, and that would be Senator Stevens of Alaska, who has been a senator for, long before the Reagan presidency, as I recall, 35 years, at least, in the Senate now. He has been a very important committee chair over the years and a member of the Republican leadership at various times. And now Senate President pro tempore, meaning president for the time being when the vice president isn't there.
Yes, and in this case, because the vice president is taking on the duties of the president, speaking for the White House at the ceremony, that will take place in just moments. The coffin is about to be taken into the Capitol building, and as I said before, up another set of steps into the Capitol Rotunda, which is at the center point of Washington, D.C. It is also, importantly, an apolitical room. It lies between the two chambers of Congress. It is not where any legislative business is done, and it is a place of ceremony.
Yes. This is a matter of state. This is a state funeral, and the Rotunda, which is truly one of the great stately places of this capital city, is someplace that you, Andrea, you pass through all the time as a part of your work. But it's for those of us who only walk through it only occasionally, it's a majestic space.
It is. It is enormously vaulted. In the very top, there's a beautiful frieze painted by Constantine Brumidi, who painted a picture of George Washington ascending to heaven and various different Greek and Roman gods helping to build things like Alexander Graham Bell's work. And it's this very interesting place, a clash of cultures, a cooperation of cultures, also filled with statues from different parts of the country, different states who have their leaders of their different states, and as well as women of suffrage. And it's a place where all the culture of the United States comes together in picture and statue.
Including a very memorable Hawaiian king.
Yes, King Kamehameha of Hawaii.
One of the larger statues, as I recall.
As well as gilded gold.
The casket should be carried very shortly into the rotunda, and actually it is now being introduced. Let's listen. We're listening to the silence of the Capitol Rotunda as the assembled members of Congress, officials, members of the Reagan family await the entrance of the casket to be placed upon the catafalque in the center of the Capitol building.
Robert, we can note that those in attendance are standing while the color guard waits at the door there, apparently while they carry the coffin up that last flight of stairs.
And standing are members of both houses, their leaders in the front ranks, and their members of both parties assembled in the Capitol Rotunda, attending this state funeral, a very rare event in American history.
We can also note that it's about 7:25 here in Washington, at a point where the sun is just starting to set, and where the Capitol is situated up on that hill. As the sun sets, it casts this orange, very beautiful glow on the Capitol, and you see that there in the rotunda.
Robert, there are over 700 people packed into this space, and among them are governors of states and territories in the area, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, all the justices of the Supreme Court are there, the President's cabinet, as well as a whole diplomatic corps and several foreign heads of state as well, and all of the living former presidents are also in attendance there.
We should point out that not every former president, upon his death, has a state funeral. It's a choice, really, that a president and his family make. Some presidents, for example, Harry Truman, did not have a state funeral. Richard Nixon did not have a state funeral. But President Reagan was associated as president with insisting on the dignity of the office and the ceremony of the office, and also, frankly, with the spectacle that attended the office. And he is, in this last act, he and Mrs. Reagan, of course, decided on a funeral that is to form in that sense.
The last president to lie in state here and have an official state funeral was Lyndon B. Johnson. That was over 30 years ago, in January 1973. There are also officials other than presidents who lie in state on the catafalque in the center of the rotunda. Most recently, two Capitol police officers who were killed in the line of duty lay here in the Capitol.
And I think even before President Lincoln, before the death of President Lincoln, Henry Clay, I believe, had lain in state in the Capitol Rotunda. In any case, we are waiting for the casket to actually arrive in the Capitol Rotunda, at which point the state funeral will begin. There is going to be another funeral service. That will be on Friday at the National Cathedral. It will be a significantly longer service, expected to last an hour and a half. It will not be an affair of state. but obviously a more personal funeral, and in a house of worship, I should think, a more religious funeral as well.
The president will be giving the eulogy at that one on Friday.
President Bush, yeah.
Yes.
Andrea, are former cabinet members from the Reagan administration there in attendance also?
I believe so, though at this point, with 700 people packed in, it's hard to pick out the faces. And, I've seen a few people who I wouldn't want to name without double-checking first. One thing that is interesting is that the catafalque that is in the center of the room that was constructed for President Lincoln's casket is kept in a part of the Capitol that is directly two floors below where it is now, underneath the first floor of the Capitol, that's called Washington's Tomb, and it was a tomb that was built for President George Washington. Though when he died, his family chose not to bury him in the Capitol, as well as the party that won the elections that fall was not his party. It was the Jeffersonian Republicans, and thought it was too imperialistic to have the president buried within the Capitol building, and so it has now become the home for the catafalque.
As we speak, an honor guard bearing the flag has entered the rotunda and taken its place, coming to a halt right now. And we should expect the casket to be brought into the rotunda very shortly thereafter.
The rotunda does have a wonderful quality of light, in part because it's got a series of windows up around the dome at several different levels that, as Michelle was saying, it lets in this wonderful evening light. The whole room is glowing as you look at it now.
This was a ceremony that we had expected. Excuse me, we had expected to begin about 30 minutes ago. It's been a little bit longer entering the Capitol building, I guess, than we had expected. Or perhaps the procession down Constitution Avenue started a bit later than scheduled, I'm not sure which. But in any case, things are running just a little bit late. And now that the honor guard has entered the rotunda, to now hear the casket being carried in by 8 uniformed servicemen, carrying it, placing it on the catafalque, the platform, where it will remain now for the next day and a half. This team carrying the casket, circling around, and now they're about to step to the point where the casket is directly over the catafalque. One step at a time, and then they will place it on the platform. On the catafalque. That done remarkably gently, Andrea. As you say, that's 400 pounds of mahogany, is it, that they've just...
Yes, more than 400 pounds empty. So, very, very heavy. That is in part why there's a 9-member guard carrying it from place to place as it moved in. Shortly we'll hear the invocation from the Senate chaplain.
And as at all these events, the accompanying sound that you hear in the background is that of the camera shutters.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we're seeing a formation of people, as I said, more than 700 people in the Capitol Rotunda.
Let us pray.